Welcome to the Journey to Wellness podcast. I am your host, Nikki Lesprince. I am a mama, wife, business owner, and pretty involved in my community. I am an extroverted introvert. I love to be with people, but I also need ample time to be alone. I love coffee, supporting local small businesses, and we are here to dive into topics that fill me up and that I'm passionate about. We will dive into topics like healing, energy, natural living, and being willing to change, and so much more. We will explore nuances in humanness. I will show up authentically to share my perspectives, my stories, and what I've learned on my journey. So buckle up, settle in, and let's get on with this.
Hi, friends. I'm back. bringing this podcast, the Journey to Wellness podcast, back. Might rename it at some point in the future, but for right now, we're just going to keep it for ease. And because nothing needs to be perfect, I've really learned and leaned into how to just allow myself to start and to get that momentum under me, and the rest will follow. God will refine it, show me what I need to do next, and it's so much easier once it's just started. So we're just going to do it imperfectly. So before we start, I wanted to have this first episode back, talking about coming back, what that looks like for me. And then I also want to speak on how much time I actually spend in my businesses, because this is something that I get a lot of out in the communities, people telling me how busy I am. So I really want to dive into that and talk a little bit about that, because I personally don't feel busy. So we will dive into that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about coming back. So yeah, I'm bringing it back. I did a full season back in 2024 of the first season of my podcast, brought in a lot of amazing guests. You can find that on those podcast platforms. And then I just took a break and I got pregnant. You might hear my baby grunting in the background. He's napping, and had a baby, and also went through some refinement, if you will, of myself and speaking and using my voice and learning to trust my voice again. Went through some pretty deep things, and healed some deep things, which I'm not going to get into right now, but that really allowed me, or it really kind of knocked me on my butt as far as like, do I trust myself? Who am I? And then kind of started working through that and healing that. And so lately now, so since working through all that lately, I've been doing, some more inner work, and I have been led to use my voice to speak, to talk about my experiences, and not even necessarily those deep, deep experiences, but other things in life. I really see myself speaking about birth, about living holistically, about using your intuition and trusting your intuition as a mother. And just so many different topics, how God really leads me in my life, how I lean into that, how I lean into surrender, and what that looks like in my life. And so this might be a lot more of just solo episodes from here on out. So the last 1.5 years have honed me, like I said, deeply. I have learned kind of what to share / not to share, and with who, kind of when it's safe to share my deepest truths versus sharing in spaces that aren't so safe, and so not sharing as much, and what that looks like. I've really learned also how to use discernment, and I've set some internal boundaries as well for myself. So I really want to keep myself, I want to hold some internal boundaries for myself in this space. And I've learned how to use some discernment with that as well. And like I said, that goes hand in hand with trusting myself, to show up ethically and with integrity always. So those are kind of my grounding values, is I want to hold integrity. I want to speak truth. But I don't feel like I also need to get into the inner depths and the inner workings of everything that I've learned and why. And I also think that there's a maturity in that, a wisdom in that, learning when to speak and how deeply about something. And I also think that's helping me heal like the gossipy part of myself. I feel like for other people, if they're ready to tell me something, they will tell me, and I don't need to know all of the inner workings or how they got there. And I don't need to be like, oh, give me the gossip, give me the tea. I can just be like, okay, I can hold space for you, and I can support you in whatever you're going through without needing to know the entire story. And if somebody's ready to tell me that, they'll tell me. And if they're not, they're not. And I feel completely Like I have no attachment to that, which is honestly the most freeing feeling ever. Of course, I'm not perfect in that. And I maybe that's just, you know, the caveat on all of this is I'm human and I'm learning and I'm constantly refining. But it feels very freeing to just be able to hold space for somebody without expectation of them giving me all the juicy details. So I have set up those boundaries of not speak. I also want to include with that, like I want to step into integrity. I want to hold the space to talk about these things, but not having to go in to the nitty gritty details. But I also want to include that I don't want to speak about specific people unless I ask that person if I can share their story or something they told me or something like that. So I'm going to hold that for myself. And then I also don't want to speak about things until I feel like I'm fully ready and I have worked through it and I can see kind of, I can reflect on an experience and then maybe share it down the road. And then I also want to stay in my power. And what I mean by that is I don't want other people's opinions of me or what I think other people's opinions of me take my power away. So where I can see this kind of tripping me up is I can get stuck in fear, or maybe I hear something that somebody said and it's not something that I would love to hear, right? I can pull back and visually for me in my mind, I picture myself literally taking myself off of the front burner and putting myself on the back burner and like shrinking and that stopping using my voice. And that's not what I want to do. I want to make, and even if I hear things, honestly, I want to be protected from even hearing negative things about this. If it's not constructive, I love having conversations about, you know, the podcast. I love having conversations about what we talk about. I love having in depth, like, oh, I didn't agree with this, but I loved hearing about this. I love all that. But like, if there's, you know, if it's just gossipy, highly criticized things of me, I just want to be protected from not hearing that. But if I do hear it, I don't want to get stuck in that fear and I don't want it to stop me from doing this. Because this is what I feel like I'm getting called to do from God. And so I feel like I need to continue to speak and I want to be able to stay in this place without getting sucked back into the fear and just giving up or quitting because it's too much to handle. It's funny because my throat is, I talk about energy a lot too, and I can feel a lot as I've honed energy and different things, but my throat literally feels like pressure right now. It's unwinding as we speak. And yes, I do feel like God is calling me to do this. What does that, you know, I think sometimes we say things like, oh, it feels like God is calling me to do this, but we don't really understand what that means. For me, what that means is I keep thinking about this and it won't go away. So this is something that I keep continuously, I keep thinking about it, and it just won't go out of my mind. I trust that if it keeps coming up again and again, that's something that God is leading me to do. And it's just my own fear or my own self getting in my way. If it's something I easily forget about, I don't think it's meant for me. Or if it doesn't feel this like intensity in my body, this like a presence that won't recede, if that makes sense. And then the more I ignore it, the louder it gets. Or it's just like this niggling in the back of my brain all the time. And then when I start doing it, everything starts to flow. I have tons of ideas. Things happen easily. Different things. This is very similar to what happened to me with Encompass Academy. Before I brought up my massage school, God was just like, you need to do this thing. And I literally told him no in out loud. This is a story for another time. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I have baby twins. And he's like, no, I got you. And I was like, okay, if you have me, then make it happen. I will take the steps, you know, in the world, but you help me make it happen. And he did. And I have the chills right now because I feel like this is exactly what's happening for me right now is he's telling me to speak and I ignored it for a long time and he's telling me to speak and I'm like, okay, I'm stepping in. I'm going to do this thing. And if you want this to work, I trust your vision and I trust your leadership. And so you'll make it happen. I have to do, you know, some of these hard and scary things, but if I'm meant to have a platform, he'll make it happen. If I'm meant to have this podcast, you will make it be successful, however that looks, whatever that looks like. So I'm done ignoring it because it's gotten loud. So like I said earlier, I do a lot of inner work and in different seasons, I choose different words and sometimes they choose me. Right now, like I've kind of been talking about, the word speak is super loud. So I'm healing, like in the last, I would say month, I've really been healing my things around my voice and speaking up. I'm also learning to trust my voice again. A big thing for me too is learning how to speak truth without having to be an expert in it. Just speaking about my experiences or what's worked for me or what I've learned in my own journey and having that be enough and not having to be an expert in any certain subject. And so I'm really learning to, you know, kind of sink into that and speak and know that that's valuable enough without having to have data to back it up or this person said so it must be true or, you know, just different things. I'm just learning to trust that my experiences are valuable. I also have had like a couple of huge breakthroughs around that where now I feel like there's room for me in the online world where I always just felt so like it felt impossible. Now it feels possible, which is such a God move. It's such a God move. It's just magic. And I remember like a couple of weeks ago I was driving and then I felt this like shift. It's like, and it feels like almost like something like clunks into place and it just feels like, okay, like now he's telling me there's room for me in the online space and that I can belong there and I can have a presence there. Where I never felt like that before. I also have I'm very aware of not wanting to put out noise into the online space, if that makes sense. So I just didn't want to do something without feeling really clear about it. And I feel like he has made it very clear what I'm supposed to do now. I never felt good enough or like I had something unique to say. And I also didn't want to be add invaluable noise to the space. Where there can be so much weird noise anyway, and just things that aren't valuable, in my opinion. But like I said, I've had expansions. Number one, there is space for me to speak and my story is valuable. Number two, for some reason, God is telling me that my voice needs to be heard. My story needs to be shared. And this goes back to that word speak. I need to speak and use my voice. And it's possible. I think possibility is also coming through right now where it's possible for me to be here and to make a difference for some people. If this helps one person feel seen or if they resonate with anything I say or if it helps them have a deeper faith in God or create a relationship with him, like all of that is, it's worth it for that. Is there fear? 1,000%. As a recovering people pleaser, that is really the kind of the thing that knocks me off is like who is saying what and what are they talking about me? And you'd think this would get easier as you open more businesses and do new things, but it seriously just never gets easier. So I also opened a new Instagram page because I felt like my businesses needed to just have a business page and just be the business stuff. And so I have my Encompass Wellness page and my Encompass Academy page, and those just need to be business pages. And then my original personal page, I don't think that's the place for either. So I opened a new Instagram page to just share this side of me with the podcast, with the different things that God has been putting on my heart. And there's fear there because it's new and it brings up some of that anxiety and how do you explain it? It's just new, right? So there is some fear there. But I also know that once you start, that anxiety recedes. And even yesterday after I made my first post on Instagram, which nobody's seen, which is, you know, for my ego, it's like, oh, good, nobody saw it. After I posted that, already ideas started flowing on my way to church. It was just like, boom, 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 all these different ideas. Just like, you could post this and you could post that and you could, you know, so that's just... It gets into flow. So just doing the first thing and the next right thing, which I'll go back to again and again, is just, you just have to start and just take that first step. And once you start and take that first right step, all these ideas will start rushing in. You don't need to have this entire thing laid out and planned. That's not the point. You just need to take this first step that you're being called to do. And so for me, it was opening that new Instagram and then recording this episode just to start, because I know once I start, everything will start flowing and I'll want to continue to create content for it. And that I'll be given content to create for it. You know, sometimes we're not given what we need until we start. And I've seen that again and again as well. I also know that creating new things, all new things create uncertainty and that it brings up fearful feelings of people judging me, talking about me, criticizing me harshly. And yes, I do realize that I'm putting myself out there to do that. It's just, I don't think any of us want that, right? And so it gives you that fear and that uncertainty of what will people say. Another big reason of why I'm doing this is because I love people seeing grow in the online space from the messy beginning to figuring it out in their own way. Something about somebody not having it all together is just so relatable, first of all. And then second of all, it's just, it's how it's meant to be, right? When we start, we're not meant to have it all together. We're not meant to be perfectly honed. We're going to be cringy. We're going to say things that, you know, upset people. I'm going to be knocked down and figure it out. I'm going to mess up. We're messy human beings. We're not meant to be all figured out. It's not the point. And so I love seeing people in that messy beginning, and not because I'm judging them, but just because it takes so much bravery to do that when 99% of the people never will. And I'm not saying that for me, but I love seeing another, you know, like I just started following this woman on Instagram who she opened an Instagram and she blocked all her friends and family, which is very tempting to me to do, but I know way too many people for me to even try to block everybody. But she blocked everybody that she knew and started this Instagram page to try to help her and her family pay off a ton of debt that they've been struggling with. And she gained like 70,000 followers in like 2 weeks. And it was just super inspiring because she had never done it before. She didn't know what she was doing. It was just so raw. It is still so raw. And I just love it. It's so fun to see. And at some point she's going to get more honed and it's going to take on a system and it's going to be looking professional and all these things. And I almost don't want that to happen. Right. And I think that's what we crave too, is the vulnerability in people and the rawness. And so I hope I can keep that somewhat here too, is that I really just want to lean into being myself, keep the vulnerability, keep the rawness, and just show up as myself and just channel what's coming through or kind of share what's coming up for me in the moment or what I've been thinking about in different things. So I really just want to lean really into that instead of feeling like I have to speak professionally because it's on my business page or different things like that. So I'm leaning into all that, and God wants me here, so he'll lead me. If it doesn't, and another thing I've been thinking about a lot lately is if something doesn't make sense to you of why somebody is doing something, bringing something out into the world, maybe there's a reason for that, right? Like God didn't call you to that, so you don't get it, but he called, you know, let's say we're talking about me, like he's calling me to do this thing. So I'm just trying to trust that and listen to that. Where if you don't get why I'm doing this or why I would put myself out into the online world, why I would share this much, you know, in the online world, that's okay. I don't really get it yet either, to be honest, but he's not calling you to do it. So maybe it's not meant to make sense to you. And honestly, you don't even have to follow along because maybe it doesn't make sense to you and it's not your calling. So I'm going to try to do this in my own way. I also tend to be more serious and like order. So this will probably follow that. Like I was even chuckling about, you know, like first I had to make an intro post and then I had to make a post about like, oh, this is what I'll probably share here, which is fun. But sometimes I wish I was just like hilarious and I could lean into that. Right. So we'll see. I'm hoping I can lean into more of my playful feminine side as well. So that like in that intro, kind of in that opener, so to speak, you've heard a lot of things that I probably will be talking about in this space. So everything from trusting your intuition to my walk with God to taking the first right step to entrepreneurship to being a mom, leaning into your intuition, holistic living, energy, birth, so many things that I've just been like swirling in my mind and I just need a place to put them. So those are some of the things that you'll be hearing from me here. And then also on my Instagram page at Nikki Lesp, L-E-S-P, those will kind of be the things that are swirling and that I really want to lean into. And I have some fun projects that I'm also kind of leaning into creating that have been on my heart for literally probably 4 or 5 years. And so I'm really hoping that in this maternity leave, I have a 5-week-old baby right now who's napping on the couch. And in this maternity leave, I'm really wanting to take those projects and put them, create them, bring them out of my mind and onto paper, or into the world, so to speak. So I really want to birth those as well during this maternity leave. I'm taking 6 months off of massage therapy work, which I've never done in my life, but I think there's a purpose for that. And I think this is the purpose. Today, though, I also want to talk about being supported. So in the beginning of this episode, I had just mentioned that I've noticed that people project busyness onto me. I don't get triggered by that. I'm able to hold space for people without it, like making it mean something about me. But a lot of people are like, oh, you're so busy, so you probably can't do X, Y, Z. Or, oh my gosh, I don't know how you do it all. You're so busy. How do you have 6 kids and a business, 2 businesses and your wife, blah, blah, blah. And honestly, so I've been thinking about this a lot for probably some time, maybe even a year. Number one, I love to move quickly. I have a large capacity for holding a lot of things, and that's just me. I know that not everybody is like this. Human design, I'm a manifesting generator, which means that I like to have a lot of things going on. I like to move quickly. I like to change my mind. And so that's just who I am at my core. I have a large capacity for doing different projects and running businesses and having kids and all of the things. And that actually makes me a more satisfied and more happier human being. Of course, if I do too much, I get burnt out. Absolutely. I have learned that in 2023, I burnt out pretty hard and I slept a lot of that summer. But because of that, I've learned how to scale it in a way that is sustainable and that I'm still leaning into my feminine. I'm not just in my masculine at all times, creating, doing, being, you know, all the things. I take time to rest, of course. And I'm actually not as busy as I see some of these other parents, like kind of spinning their wheels, running around as much, because I've created my life in a way that makes sense and works for me. I also don't say yes to everything. And my husband and I, Matt, we really try to make sure that we're doing things in a sustainable way. So yes, I can hold a lot of capacity, but I also have tons of support. And this is something that I didn't used to think I was worthy of receiving was support. And through a lot of coaching and a lot of inner work, I've healed that a lot. And I'm sure there's still more work to do with this, but honestly, I'm so grateful to be where I'm at. One of the first places I started was receiving support from my husband, Matt. I used to really, really function, even in our household, from a place of masculine. I was kind of in my masculine, and I would, you know, I did everything for our household and probably wasn't even letting him step up to be the masculine in our household. And through therapy and coaching and different things, I've really learned how to kind of like flip that, where I can be in the feminine at home. He's leading us, he's protecting us, which is how it should be. And he's in his masculine. And then I've been able to be kind of more the support, where I'm focusing more on the kids, trusting that he has it all taken care of. Now, saying it in such light terms makes it sound like it was easy to do. That was some of my hardest work, was to not have control of everything here at home. And now and because of that, you know, like it took a, you know, it's messy in the middle when you're switching those dynamics, and trusting him took a little while. And now I fully trust that, you know, if I ask him to do something, he'll do it, and maybe not on my timeline, but now I actually don't even really have timelines for things, because I know he'll just get it done when it's meant to get done. It'll get done. It's no big deal. So I'm super supported by Matt. He's been amazing. He is my biggest cheerleader. He always just tells me to do what I want to do. And he also trusts me too. So that kind of goes in a circle as well. If I ask him to do something, he'll do it for me. And he's super helpful around home as well. So that's great. At work, I have people that I trust. So whether it's Encompass Wellness, I have receptionists that are amazing. The massage therapists are responsible, also amazing human beings. So I trust that they're going to do the work that they're there to do. And I'm not a micromanaging person anyway. So then I trust that they're going to do their work. And if they need something, they can call me. I also have told my receptionist, like, yes, massage therapy is healing work. It's very important. But being a receptionist at our space is not that serious. And I mean that in the best of ways, like in a playful, nobody's going to die, nothing's going to fall apart if you do it wrong, just to take pressure off of their shoulders of, it's okay if you mess up. It's okay if something doesn't go exactly right. It's okay. So I try to give them that trust of running the business without me needing to be there all the time. And I will say that, you know, like I said, my son is 5 weeks old. So I've been on maternity leave for like 2 months. And I stop in there once a week. We're in communication a lot. They ask me questions as they need. But I don't have to stop there. Nothing is burning down. There hasn't even been huge issues. And they take care of most of those issues. And sometimes they just tell me things just to say, hey, like, I'm letting you know this happened, but there's nothing you need to do, just to stay in communication. And that is just like the best feeling ever. So both at Encompass Wellness and at the Academy, I have amazing people in place who take care of it. So like right now I teach 3 hours a week on Wednesday evenings. And then my other two teachers teach the rest of the classes. And for Encompass Academy specifically, I was not going to open a massage school if I didn't have teachers in place that I could trust and that would help me with the school, because I did not want to teach every single class because I knew I didn't have the capacity. So thank God that I have two great teachers who are perfect for the position that they're in and do a great job. So right now I teach 3 hours a week, and that's the only work I'm doing. I teach 3 hours a week, and I check in at Encompass Wellness Studio once a week, maybe. That's about it. And then I communicate with them here and there, right? But so I'm working like less than 10 hours a week right now, and both of my businesses are functioning amazingly well. Super, super grateful for that. And I do want to say, like, you know, with Encompass Academy, I intentionally opened the academy so that I had support. And then Encompass Wellness Studio, it's taken some time to get to this point, and I've never been at a better point, but I'm so grateful that I'm here, and I'm so grateful I was willing to get supported in the ways that I needed to. So tons of support at home, tons of support at work. I don't love to micromanage me. I don't like to micromanage other people. I like to just trust, like, hey, you're an adult. I'll treat you like an adult as long as you act like one. It's kind of been my motto this year. And then I do what feels good for me, and I try to drop the rest. Again, as a recovering people pleaser, sometimes this is easier said than done, but I try to just do what feels good for me. Because another thing that I'm a part of is I am the chairperson for our Downtown Development Authority in the Village of Calumet. And this is something I never, ever saw on my radar. And this is the funny thing too. This is going to have to be a whole nother episode about like manifesting. I say that like quote unquote manifesting, because so many of the things that I am doing today, I never would have put on a manifesting list or on a goals list or of things that I wanted to do. It's just God leading me into these things. And one of those things is being on our DDA board. So a Downtown Development Authority is a board under your your village council or your city council that focuses solely on like downtown development, whether that's through like promotion and advertising events, bringing new business owners in, making sure that things aren't falling apart into disarray, different things like that. So I came onto the board maybe 3 years ago and then was voted to be chairperson not long after that. But I never knew how much I would love being involved in my community. And I love being on the DDA board because I am a business owner, and that's kind of what the downtown development focuses on, is this business district. And so I have really enjoyed being a part of that. And that I probably spend about 5 hours a month. So that's something that is another thing, yes, but it's not a huge thing that I'm adding to my list. So it's something that I feel like I can do and have really enjoyed, and it's really filled my cup. And I love being a part of a downtown that has growing and changing. And I think we're like just really creating a great downtown in Calumet. So, but once that, like, if something starts to not feel good, I try to take the steps to let that thing go. And I can't think of any examples off the top of my head right now. But that's just what I do. And especially in a manifesting generator, that's one of my big things, is like, I can move quickly through things that feel good and don't feel good for me. I can quickly move from project to project. Sometimes I fear letting things go because I don't want to be seen as flaky, which is maybe why it takes me so long to do some of these things as well. But that's just part of my personality as well. And then at home, I'm not doing it all. I think a lot of moms get stuck in this, well, I'm the one who does everything in my household. And that's just not true for me. And I'd never want it to be true. Like I said, Matt is super helpful, but then I also enroll my kids. My kids do a lot of our household work now. Well, now that I'm home, I'm doing a lot of it too, but they help me with everything from vacuuming to mopping floors, to doing the dishes, to doing their laundry, to, you know, cleaning the car, cleaning the yard. I don't know, like a lot of things. They can cook some meals. And so my kids are super, super helpful. And I really appreciate that. And one of the things, you know, I try to build respect with my kids. So like, if I help you, you help me type of thing. So they also are in activities that they love. You know, all of my kids are in different activities. My oldest loves dog sledding. My next one loves figure skating. Then it's hockey, you know, and then the next ones are kind of too young to know, but they all love different things. But I try to support them in what they love, and then they support me here. And so far, it seems like that's working. And I'll explain that to them. We'll have a big cleaning day. I'm like, you guys, we need to have a big cleaning day. We had a super fun weekend. We had a busy weekend, especially in the summer. We have a lot of busy weekends with family in town. So because we had so much fun on the weekend, now we need to reset this house. And then usually there's a little complaining because they get it, especially when it's explained to them like that. I like to get things explained to me, and then it makes sense. And if something makes sense for me, it's really easy for me to do it. And so I try to do the same thing for my kids as well. So at home, the kids help me. Generally, I clean my own house, but if it's getting overwhelming or I don't feel like doing it, or there's something that I would rather do to be in my feminine, I'll hire somebody to clean my house. And that probably happens 4 times a year where I have somebody come in and clean my house. And there's no story around somebody coming in and cleaning my house. It's like the best thing ever for me to be able to pay somebody a certain dollar amount for them to come in and clean my house. And I come home to a clean house after going for a fall color cruise or something like that. Super grateful. And then I also get grocery delivery. And there's so many different things that where it's like even quote unquote small ways of support just make a huge difference in my life. So if I think of something like, or if something is feeling, this is kind of, I guess, how I gauge it. If something is feeling really just not fun, something that I just don't love to do, it's feeling hard or just, bleh, you know, I think you can, you know, lean into that. Like, I'm like, okay, is there a way that I could be supported so that I don't have to do this myself? And sometimes it's just asking Matt, like, hey, can you run and pick up so-and-so because, you know, the baby is sleeping on me? Or, hey, I have a lot of sisters. So like, hey, do you want to come clean for me? And then that gets done. And then I feel so renewed because they helped me clean my house. Maybe it's just taking a night out for myself. Whatever that thing is, like, I'll just do that. And then taking that little bit of time to ask for help, which I know is a huge other thing that some of us have to work through. If I ask for help and take that time to do that, it makes the biggest difference. And then I feel so supported. And then that changes my whole mindset as well. So those are just some of the ways that I'm supported. And yes, I have a very full life. I love my 6 kids. I try to be present with them when I'm, you know, I try to be as present with them as possible. I love having my 2 businesses, but again, they basically run themselves. I love being a part of my community. So these are all things that I just really, really enjoy doing. And then I have a very positive life partner in Matt, and together I feel like we have a very pretty positive outlook on life too. So that all helps. And again, not without its work. We've both done a lot of work through coaching, through therapy, reading. I do a ton of reading, different things, but this is kind of how I see it. I don't feel very super busy. I just really enjoy the things that I do, and I choose the things that work for me. So I want to pose this question for you. If you feel super busy, and honestly too, there's no judgment on like, well, oh, she has so much more stuff going on. Why do I feel busy and I don't have this much stuff going on? That's not the point, right? We all have different personalities, different ways that we live, things that work best for us. We move slower at a different pace. That's fine. But do you allow yourself to feel supported? Do you allow people to support you? Or do you feel like you're always the one helping other people? And if you are always the one helping other people, I want you to take a moment and just ask yourself, like, how could I feel supported? What would feel really good for me to be supported? And it might start with things you supporting yourself. Maybe it's getting grocery delivery instead of going to Walmart and getting your groceries or wherever you get your groceries from. Maybe it looks like hiring a cleaner. Maybe it looks like, you know, taking a day off and allowing yourself to go get a massage. I'm always going to talk about massage because that's who I am. Getting a massage, something like that. Maybe it looks like just taking a deep breath and sitting on your chair for the morning, drinking a cup of coffee. How can you allow yourself to feel supported? And then once you support yourself and start leaning into that, like, I deserve to be supported, you can ask for your husband for help or help have your kids start helping you in different ways. And that's not to say that there's not going to be a learning process for everybody in the meantime. Of course there is, but the outcome on the other side is just so worth it. It's amazing. It's so fun to have people around you that can help you, and how fast things go when you have a little team of people, little humans around you helping you out with all your chores instead of feeling like you're the only one who is doing it and getting super resentful. Can you enroll your husband to help you? And that might look like sometimes too, we communicate as women, and this is a whole different conversation about feminine and masculine too, but as women, we don't always communicate to our husbands what we need. And so now a super simple way that I've learned to ask Matt for things is like, hey, I would love it if you could do X. Hey, I would love it if you could help me take down the trampoline this week. Hey, I would love it if you could. And then just leaving it like that, because then they're like, oh, I would love to help my wife. I would love to do that for her. And then they tend to, you know, there might be more work than this in your relationship, but they tend to want to help you with X. But they need to know what you're thinking and what you need to be supported in. They can't read your mind. That's been Matt's mantra from the beginning of our marriage. Like, I can't read your mind. You need to tell me what you're thinking. And so I'm, you know, really leaned into that. Like, hey, I would love it if you could support me in X, Y, Z way. And that's kind of the ways that I feel supported. And that keeps me sane in my full life. It keeps me feeling really happy, really good, and grateful for this life that I lead right now. So yeah, your homework for today is just, how could you be more supported? And let me know in the comments. Let me know if there's something that resonated with you about that, or if you learned something and how you could let yourself be supported as well. And if you haven't, take a moment to just follow this podcast now that we're starting a new season. Give it a review if you have some time. That's really going to help me as I launch this thing back up. And let me know too. What do you want to hear about? Is there something in this episode that you're like, ooh, I want to hear more about that? And leave a comment or DM me on Instagram on my new handle at Nikki Lesp, NikkiLesp. And follow me there too. Let me know what you thought. Can't wait to hear your guys' thoughts. Until next time, adios.